We're busy recovering, preparing, and getting ready to compete Sunday night. Looking forward to an opportunity. Obviously, should be a great football team on a national stage, and we're excited about the fact that we've earned, you know, an opportunity to be on Sunday night and Monday night when we come out of our bye. And those are things that happen when you play good football, and that was kind of a result of last year. And you know, we picked up, we're playing good football this year, so you earn that kind of exposure, and we're looking forward to it. We anticipate having a lot of these kind of games, so got a great opportunity at home. Our fans are tremendous, and look forward to having a good product out there for them Sunday night. Questions? No problem.
What do you make of conversation?
Yeah, I think that's all great for you all to talk about. You know, we're on to the next game. I think for Derek, he's had a tremendous start to the season. You know, led our football team, and it's really all about his preparation, the way he's gone about his business and been a good leader for us and done things, you know, not only on the field but off the field, in the locker room and whatnot. So for us, it's about, you know, continuing our process. We have a good process, you know, recover from the last one, prepare during the week, and then go out and compete. And he's been excellent at that.
That's a lot of attention, a lot of accolades thrown on a young quarterback. Do you have any concern about, you know, the mental side of that? Too
much? No. No, because he doesn't play. I mean, he's not feeding off that. I mean, for him, it's about what he can do for his teammates. It's about understanding the protection issues, you know, being accurate with the ball, making great decisions. I think that's one of the reasons that we are where we are. I think we have a fairly mature approach in terms of handling our business and understanding what the issues are and being very purposeful in our work each week.
Jack, what is the biggest sign of improvement or biggest sign of growth that you've seen from Derek so far this year?
I think it's a collection. Sorry about that Gatorade bottle. I think it's a collection of things, really. You know, for him, the maturing process, the time in our system, you know, the time with the same set of skill people that he's thrown to, and being on the same page. So, and then I think the offensive line, you know, always starts up front. The big guys open holes and they give the quarterback time, you know, and he's not been sacked a lot, not been hit a lot, and that's a credit to the offensive line, Coach Tice, and the backs and tight ends and all that we're doing to protect him. So obviously you get a big test going against the number one pass defense this week. It'll be a great, great opportunity for us to show who we are.
You know this defense pretty well. You coach a lot of those guys. What is it about them that makes
sense? It's just a collection of good people, good players, play hard. It's a good group.
Sunday we saw all of Khalil Mack's pass rush moves, the variety of moves he has. How much is he working on that, you guys working on that within the last couple of years as far as adding more moves and getting all those?
Khalil?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think when we got here, we really sought to bring him forward more often. You know, we feel like he's going to be at his best going forward. Not that he won't drop occasionally, but previously I think he was spending a lot of time in drops. He would be in Skelly. He'd be dropping. He wasn't working one-on-one pass rush and wasn't, you know, developing that skill level. So, you know, you can have all the talent in the world, but it takes skill to rush the quarterback along with that talent. And we've just been working at that skill level, and he's, you know, he's growing and growing and getting better and better, and you know, he's a good football player.
Lots made of Von Miller, but they got a lot of guys that can rush the passer.
Don't yeah.
Their ability to rush the passer, where does it come besides him?
Yeah, I think you said it right. A lot of different players are capable. You know, DeMarcus Ware is one of the more decorated pass rushers, you know, of the last, you know, 10 years or so. So, yeah, they've got. They've got a bunch of guys that can get there. They've got good cover people, so you know, rushing coverage make up good pass defense.
Jack, you might have one of the best group of young wide receivers with Crabb, Amari, and Seth in the league right now. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about their production, and are you surprised they're all playing so well?
Not surprised. I think it's a credit to the hard work that they put in, the timing with Derek, you know, and you know, for us, it's really just about continuing and putting together good weeks of preparation leading up to the ball game and then going out and playing well. And that's really what we've been able to do to start the year, you know, halfway through it now. And that's what we'll do continuing.
They all bring a little bit something different to the position.
They do. Yeah, they do. I think, you know, they're all unique in what they do and what they bring, but they're all talented. Gave us a touchdown at the tight end position. Yeah, it was big. Good to see Michael. He's been a pro the entire time, and you know, was called on to step up and play well for us, and did a nice job for us.
Is there a common denominator in the home games? Something that maybe has contributed to the results not being the same as the road games?
No.
Yeah. You guys are obviously, you talked right out front about Sunday night and the Monday night. You're obviously embracing the opportunity to kind of show people what you got. Is that at all any part of the week for you guys in terms of, you know, putting yourselves on display?
No, I don't think for us we put ourselves on display each week.
Yeah.
I think it'll be more hype this week.
Yeah.
But it won't be any different in terms of preparing for it and then going out and playing good football. So I think what we recognize as an organization is as you become relevant, as you play good football, you're going to have more of these opportunities. So this is the natural progression in building a good football team. We should expect to be in these games. We're going to expect to win these games, and then we're going to move forward and have more of these kind of games.
Derek's done a real good job on cutting down on turnovers this year. Is that just natural maturation for a quarterback, or is that in some way, was it a point of emphasis coming in that, you know, everybody kind of got on the same page?
Well, you know, clearly a point of emphasis. We want to win the turnover battle. You know, this is a team that we're going against this week that really feast on the mistakes that you make and the turnovers. They've got close to 50% of their points came off turnovers. So it's definitely an emphasis point for us. We want to take the ball away. We don't want to give it away. And I think Derek has embraced that, but yet remained aggressive. And, you know, we're taking our shots. We're moving the ball. We're scoring points. So there's a fine line there, and I think he's been on the right side of that line a lot for us.
You mentioned the Broncos are the number one pass defense in the league. Do you guys feel the need to run the ball more this week? That we have to see you guys to try to get running and going again?
We like to be balanced each week. We look to be balanced. I think, you know, running it, throwing it, we expect to be able to move the ball and score points.
Any updates on Sean Smith?
What's that now?
Any updates on Sean Smith?
No updates. I mean, Sean's got the shoulder. You know, we'll go through the week and put out the injury report as we always do.
Coach, you talked points of emphasis, obviously all the penalties on Sunday. How much has that been a source of conversation this week, or leave it to Sunday night?
Yeah, no, we're just going to go on to next and play. Corrections have been made. You know, each week we address that on Tuesday, and then we're all about our preparation going forward for the next opponent. So that's been discussed, and all that needs to be taught has been taught, and we're moving on for our next opportunity.
What were your guys' thoughts on Devontae Booker in the draft process? You know, looked at
yeah, Booker? Yeah, he's a good player, good back. Had a nice career there in the Pac-12, and yeah, so yeah, we liked him.